Before and an H. Anybody on this repeater? KO4 and an H.
Here. What's up?
Nothing much. Just poking around repeaters right now. Just entered the ham radio space. Checking out some of the local repeaters, actually. KO4 and an H.
Better ones in the area. It's got a really, really good coverage. Heck, I've gone up to Asheville and able to hear it, and in some areas able to actually get into it depending on where you are. But yeah, this is a good repeater. Name here is Dave. I live here in Greer, or if I say it wrong, it's Gurr. So you sound okay.
That's actually kind of funny. I actually used to live in Gurr, but I'm actually using the Echolink app right now. I'm currently going to get a Yaesu ST991A set up this weekend. Hoping to check back in this weekend with two-meter antenna to see what happens.
I just have a little background noise here. Yeah, do you say you're in Greer also?
No, I actually used to live in Greer. I currently live in Pelzer, South Carolina right now. I'm using the Echolink app.
Now, quick, did you say you were in Clearwater?
Sir, I am living in Pelzer, P-E-L-Z-E-R, South Carolina. I'm currently using the Echolink app to connect to the Greenville repeater.
Okay. Duh. I'm doing some work in the house here, so it's a little noisy. I apologize. I got to step away from the radio 1 second. I'll be right with you. KB2HXS. Hang on. I'm back. Pelzer. I think it's west of Greenville, isn't it?
More like southwest of Greenville. I'm hoping to hit it whenever I get my antenna up, but there's only one way to find out, and that's to hang them up this weekend. So maybe I might be able to hit the repeater with no issues. There's only one way to find out, though.
Anderson, correct? Are you out down here by Anderson?
Yes, sir. I'm like 30 minutes away from Anderson, 30 minutes away from Greenville, actually. Is there some repeaters down in Anderson by chance?
That I don't know the answer to, but if you have an Android phone and you go on your Play Store, there is a repeater app. There's a ham radio repeater app. I don't have my pad in front of me right now. And it'll use your GPS, and it'll give you all the local repeaters. You can set up what kind of repeaters you want and all the kind of modes you do, you know, all the different modes that you want. And it's really a nice little app. It'll actually travel with you. If you're driving somewhere and you're getting to a certain area, it's like an online repeater book. It's pretty cool little app there. I got it on my Samsung Pad, my Tab A. But this one here, man, heck, you should reach this with no problem at all if you put an antenna up at the house. What kind of antenna do you have to put up?
I've got a J-pole that can hit 70 centimeter and 2 meter. And I've got a diamond antenna that is monoband for 2 meter only. I'm just hoping to get those up this weekend. But like I said, there's only one way for me to find out. But if you're saying that I should be able to hit it with no issues, well, I'm hoping I'll be able to talk on the nets or whatever they do on the repeater.
Oh yeah, this particular machine has got some tremendous coverage. So yeah, you should. I'm sure you put an antenna up at the house, you'll probably hit this like gangbusters. You should be fine. Repeaterbook.com. Okay. There you go.
KD2BNG. Go to repeaterbook.com, which has their website. And also, I think it has the Android and iOS mobile app. And, like, right now I'm looking at it. It has my grid square in Maidenhead. I'm in grid Echo Mike 84 Whiskey Oscar. And sorted by distance, or actually maybe now it's sorted by frequency, you know, from low to high. Here's all the repeaters, and I've selected only the ones that are on 2 meters. You know, sort by frequency or sort by distance, and tell it what radius of miles away to look at it. And if I move, it goes to the GPS receiver, so so if I move to another grid, it'll update this list.
Thing similar like I have. I downloaded it out of my app store. But go ahead, young fella out there in Pelzer, go ahead, pick it up. KB2HXS.
4NH. KO4NH. Yeah, I've actually got the repeater book app installed. I actually was installing that right in the middle of y'all telling me about it. I'm going to give it a look and see what I can do with it. Hoping to eventually get a mobile rig on my vehicle, but there's I need to first get my home set up done first before I can focus on all that.
You should suggest that go to Google Play or iOS software store, I guess, and search for repeater book. That's probably how I found it.
Let me see. Mine, I got it on my Google Play Store. And I tell you, I'm happy with it. My phones are ringing. Let me duck out, gentlemen. Have a good afternoon. KB2HXS, Greer, South Carolina.
HXS, I catch KD2VNG. Not sure I've heard you before, but we'll hear you around. Other station is still there?
Elder station still here, KONNH.
I had the radio on. I just happened to hear this. I didn't mean to break in, but I found that a real useful app, especially when traveling. And, you know, I've also got various, I have another app that'll convert between various grid coordinates. So, for example, if you had latitude, longitude, and let's say you wanted mainland coordinates, or state plane coordinates, or UTM coordinates, or any one of a dozen other coordinate systems. So, yeah, very, very useful to have. As I was going to tell our newcomer here, there's a net here at 9 p.m. pretty much every night, and has been, I think, for 30 or 40 years. And this is one of the better repeaters in the area. It covers, I'd say it covers maybe almost 75 to 100 mile radius, because it is on top of a 3,000 foot mountain.
So good for coming in this conversation, man. Honestly, I was, like I said, I'm new, so I'm just trying to figure out the ropes and look around for some repeaters. Is the repeater having to be on Paris Mountain that you're talking about? I think I get the funny feeling that's where it's at.
Paris Mountain. And repeater is 145-370.
There's a 145-820 machine, I think. And this is 146-610, I think I'm talking to. They're the same club, two different repeaters.
46-610. 145-370, I think that's the Paris Mountain repeater.
Some other frequency ending in 820 that I labeled W4NYK. Now 370, 14 something 370, I may have that in this radio or not. I didn't know that was the other one.
Okay, I might be mistaken. I'm kind of new to the area, been on a repeater here a few months. I know there's 145-370, which is in this area, and 146-820. One of those two, I believe, is Paris Mountain. Maybe somebody else is out there. N0TR, Tom, you around? I'm usually sandbags on here quite a bit. You lose right in Greer here also. Well, gentlemen, I'm going to back out. 73 to the newcomer. Hope you get your antennas up safely. I'm going to back out. I've got some work to do with the house here. Gentlemen, have a great day. KB2HXS. Again, name here is Dave.
Well, you know, if you're just starting out, I think you mentioned putting up a J-pole antenna, you said, or what is it you were working with? J-pole is easy to build. You can make it out of old copper tubing. Doesn't need a ground plane. The one I built for, this one I built for 2 meters is basically not even outside. It's sitting in the corner of the bedroom against the exterior wall. So it's a surprisingly good antenna that's easy to build. And this one might even work on 70 centimeters. I got to play with it some more.
Well, I'm actually impressed. No, I actually got a J-pole and a diamond antenna. The J-pole can do 70 centimeter and 2 meter, and the diamond I have can do 2 meter only. But I got these from my father, KI4MRA, while I was actually kind of being elbowed by him, KO4NNH.
Tall KO4MMH, is that what I heard?
Heard correctly, Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel. I'm actually the newcomer. Like I said, I got a J-pole from my father. It actually looks like it's made out of some kind of aluminum, and aluminum looks like iron bar type of looking thing. I'm not real familiar with the metal off the top of my head.
Design as well. That's probably another one you could build. It's two aluminum elements. The driver driven elements, and it might even be a little short 70 centimeter element, so it might be three elements. I've seen plans for that one around as well. Yeah, and it's made of aluminum, and the feed point is somewhere between those two points. You know, as I said, an easy thing to build with junk you may have around the house.
Appreciate the the guidance there, actually. I was actually thinking about building my own J-pole eventually out of something else other than maybe aluminum, but I don't know. I might give Copper Tubing a try one day just purely for kicks and giggles. I got some deadline around here. See what happens, honestly. But I actually need to go ahead and take off of 7-3 to everybody else on the repeater, KO4NNH.
Yeah, that's the thing. Go to Plumbing Supply and get yourself some antenna equipment. All right, I'll let you go. KO4NNH, KD2BNG. I'll be clear on your final one.